Please help me welcome J. Lauren Norris.
I asked the question the first time. I said, where are you going? The answer was, I don't know. I said, what route are you planning to take? I don't know. How long is it going to take you to get there? I don't know. Why are you going? I don't know. See, there was something about this mission that had me a little miffed, and that was, I was supposed to fund it. I was supposed to pay for the gas, let them take my car, let them go hang out, let them just be guys for a guy's day, but they didn't know where they were going with my car. They didn't know how long they were going to be gone with my car. They didn't know what they were going to do with my car. They had no idea what was next. Now, I know that we as a world just came out of this season of the big C-19, and we're all looking back on that season going, what just happened? There was a whole lot of uncertainty for about 30 months that nobody could really put their finger on. Ambiguity, lost, directionless. I mean, there were a few people that had a plan and they weren't revealing it to anybody else. Well, I'm going to tell you, in this world we live in, that seems like a massive undertaking to go through 30 months with that kind of ambiguity and disillusionment. But it happens every day in organizations where leaders fail to gain and express clarity. That's what we're going to talk about in this episode of Leading Leaders. Stay tuned. I'm J. Lauren Norris with Leading Leaders Podcast. It really is amazing to me how many organizations, they have no clarity. As a speech coach, which is where I spend the majority of my time, leadership and communication skills, I often find people who feel like it's necessary to up their speaking game when they get on the stage because they have a product to sell, or to up their game and their speaking skills because they have an idea to convey. They want to bring about life transformation. Maybe they're coaches, maybe they're authors, maybe they're speakers of another sort. But I also work with a lot of leaders who speaking is not really their thing. That's not their vocation. But they understand that the ability to clearly articulate the ideas that they hold, the directions that they expect of their team, that's pretty important too. And there are times that you've got to use big words to make clear points, or you got to use big words to speak concisely, even though somebody doesn't know the meaning into that word, they're going to get lost in it. But you could use the word as opposed to writing 9 other paragraphs or spending 25 minutes to explain what the word means. Today's title was actually suggested by somebody else, Clarity in Uncertain Times. That was the request. And I asked the person who presented that potential title, what's clarity to you? The response was a blank stare. And then some Google searching. And then some Webster's Dictionary searching. And then some looks around the multiverse to say, what does clarity actually mean? Which I thought was ironic. Because we're all seeking clarity at some level or another. Leaders are seeking clarity from our politicians. We're seeking clarity from our world leaders. We're seeking clarity from what just happened over the last 30 months. We're seeking clarity on how do we deal with this when it comes again or something like it. Clarity on what will be the next 3 to 5 to 30 years. If you're building a business, what is it you need to invest in? Is it tech? Well, what about solar flares? Is it the power grid? What about digital attacks? Is it money? I mean, do you put your money in a bank or do you put it in gold or do you buy land or do you buy oil or do you buy Bitcoin? Who knows? And all of these unknowns come together to create a whole lot of uncertainty and a whole lot of ambiguity. And if the leaders of the free world and the not so free world can't come together and express to us, here's what the future looks like. David, I believe it is, actually has a coffee mug that when you subscribe to his stuff or you buy stuff from his shop, he sends you a coffee mug that says the future is bright. Well, it is if you've got some clarity, if you know what's coming next, if you have some idea where you're going and how long it's going to take you to get there and what the path is that you'll take to get there, then just having that much clarity on what's next. I'm going to go to college. What are you going to go to college for? I don't know yet. I'll discover it when I get there. Interesting. Wouldn't it make sense then to know before you invest in a college what your ultimate goal is, what your desired outcome is? What is the vision for your future 10 years from now? Because it might be that the college you're going to go to isn't so good in that field. Maybe there's another university, another college, another system, another trade school, another apprenticeship that you can invest your time, your money, your effort, your wisdom, your knowledge in that would actually put you further down the road faster. I mean, you could go to school and get a real estate license, or you could join Cardone University and get a very fast real estate understanding. Not necessarily a license, but an understanding of what real estate markets look like and how they move. Not from people who want to sell you books and education and certifications, but from people who have made billions of dollars moving real estate. I'm just saying. I believe it's Seth Godin who created the Alt-MBA. He said, my money-back guarantee is you will learn more in the Alt-MBA course than you will getting an MBA from a typical college or university process. Or I'll give your money back. I don't think he's having to refund a whole lot of money. Why? Because what he's teaching is more of an apprenticeship. Now, I don't know if an Alt-MBA or an MBA or real estate is your path, but I do know this. Before you start investing in something, you should have an idea what that path looks like. What will the outcome be? What's the desired end result? And when I work with speaking clients, a lot of them, I'll ask that trick question. Apparently, it's a trick question because I get the same deer in the headlights look when I ask it. Who do you serve and how? What do you mean by that? I thought it was a pretty clear question. Who do you serve? We can break it down. Who's your ideal client? Who are the people who need your help? How do you help them? Who do you serve and how? How do you help them? What good is it going to be for them to do business with you? Are you going to make sure their teeth are straighter? Are you going to make sure their teeth are smilier, whiter, prettier? Are you going to fix their hair? Are you going to make them see better, hear better, walk better, talk better? Make them lose weight? Are you going to make them smarter? What is the end result? Will they be better parents or better students or better teachers? What's the end result of having engaged with you? If they spend time with you, if they buy your products or your services, what good is it? They're going to have a better bathroom, a bigger shower, a smaller tub. What is the end result? What's the game? Why do business with you? Who do you serve? And how? That's kind of first line clarity. If you don't know who you serve, then the language you speak to them might be different. And I don't just mean language like an international language. Do they speak Nigerian? How many dialects are there in India? 10,000? Do they speak Chinese or Japanese? If you don't know what language they speak, how will you ever be clear on what you offer them and why in the world would they buy it? But see, these are microcosmic looks at the same big question of clarity, because you need to have clarity of your vision as an overall organization. Where are we as a team going? What's the plan? How will we profit? How will we sustainably operate? What are the value systems that we operate on? What are the things that we go, nope, not going to happen? We don't do business like that. We don't treat our customers like that. We don't provide clients that kind of service. We just don't do that. But if that's what you want, find another provider. That's not us. That's not what we do. That's not what we offer. If you don't have that kind of clarity, then you'll find yourself chasing every dollar chasing every paycheck, chasing every relationship, every potential partnership, every potential vendor, every potential sale, even the ones that dilute your profitability, even the ones that destroy your credibility, even the ones that damage your relationships and your reputation. Because when you pursue money as the end game only, and you don't have clarity of what is our vision, who are we, who do we want the world to see us as, what is it that we're going to accomplish in this world, then anything goes. Give the keys to your 20-year-old and see what happens to your car. How long before you get it back? What kind of condition will it be in? How many miles will be added on it? What will the fuel be? Will they have changed the oil or even checked the oil or added water or coolant if it needed it? Are they just going to drive it to the wheels call off and tell you where to find it? You don't know. You just don't know. Why? Because there's no clear mission. There's no clear vision. There's no clear principles or core values to operate on. See, that's the job of the leader. Whether you're a parent handing the keys to your 20-year-old or you're the leader of a business of 2 or 2,000 or 200,000, it's the job of the leader to be clear on what is our vision. What is our mission? How will we know when we've accomplished it? Well, we have to have established goals. Where did the goals come from? The goals come from the mission. The goals come from the vision. I see our company doing this over the next 5 years. I see our company in this place, in the marketplace, in the global impact, in the things that we've achieved. Pete Vargas says, I want to reach 1 billion people being able to get on other people's stages and make an impact. Well, the type of people that are attracted to the type of business that Pete Vargas has, most of them are mission-oriented. Most of them have an idea who they are in this world and what kind of impact they want to have. And the systems and the tools and the services that he makes available to them fit right into accomplishing those goals and those missions. Well, what are the goals that you have to have? Well, maybe you have to set a daily goal to be achieved. This department needs to have this number of sales calls. This department needs to produce this amount of content. This department has to produce this amount of product to sell, to put out there in the marketplace. This department has to manage all the money. And so there are goals that have to be established for those. But those goals have to be in alignment with the mission, in alignment with the vision. And if a leader isn't clear on that, and can you imagine if you had an employee group of 100 people and you walked in on Monday and the leader said, well, I don't know where we're going. I don't know how long it's going to take to get there. I don't know what the cost is going to be. And I don't know when we'll be back. In fact, I don't know how to know when we will have reached the end game. Now, as a mid-level manager, how would you instruct your team? What are we supposed to do today? I don't know, because I don't know what done looks like. See the problem? See, clarity begins with leadership and it works all the way down. But if a leader is not clear on what the vision is, then a leader cannot clearly articulate that vision. Who do you help and how? What does their life look like when you're done doing whatever you did for them? Everybody sees the before and after picture, right? You get the little flyer in the mail and it says, this is what a bathroom looks like before we take over it. And you got the mold and the tile and the rusty old faucets hanging out of the wall and they look like they're all about to fall down. And then next to it, you see this beautiful picture of the, whether it's a full tiled wall or a walk-in tub with the little door and the gate swinging and the seats inside. And you realize, well, I do like that much better than that. I think I'd rather have that in my bathroom than that in my bathroom. Or maybe it's the landscape in the backyard, or maybe it's the comparison of your car. But the before and the after, they are the development of the vision that entice you to say, this is what I want. Now, the minute that you see the after, your first question is what? What's it going to cost? The next question is usually, how long is it going to take? What do I have to give up? Do I give up money? Do I give up time? Do I give up effort? Do I give up learning? Do I give up relationships? Everything in life, there's going to be a price to pay. Maybe it's purely monetary. Maybe it's something else. People say, I want to have a privacy fence. Great. Add a privacy fence. It's going to increase the look of your landscaping from inside your fence. What do you lose? Well, the ability to know what's going on in the neighborhood because you can't see past your own yard now. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. That's a decision you have to make. I want a privacy fence. I have to give up the ability to see what's going on in the neighborhood. Is that an even exchange or is that a win-win all the way around? That's for you to decide. But if nobody ever proposes to you the idea that putting a 10-foot fence around your house is going to limit your ability to know what's going on around you, then you're making decisions without clarity. Oh, yeah, clarity. You have to have clarity. Where does clarity come from? It comes from doing your research. It also comes from internal evaluation, your own level of awareness. Have you taken time just to think? John Maxwell, in his little book, How Successful People Think, and I think my son still has that book. It's not on my shelf right now. How Successful People Think. It's a tiny little book. It's a cool little book. But he talks about the thinking process. He talks about getting alone time, just you and your thinking, writing it out, writing out the thoughts that are going through your head, comparing those thoughts to other thoughts you've had in the past, comparing those thoughts to other people who think similar thoughts, taking those thoughts out for a walk and saying, what do you think? Good idea? Bad idea? Can you poke holes in my theory? I recently watched My Cousin Vinny again. I love that movie because there's so many strange little nuances of the ways that they wrote comedy into that movie I thought were brilliant. But I love the line when he puts the hostile witness on the stand and he says, the theory is that two identical cars appeared at this Suds and Spuds, whatever the name of the little shop was. Two identical cars, the 1964 Buick. And two of those cars were in the store at the same time, and both of them fled at a high rate of speed. And one of them was these young boys who were, you know, not guilty of this crime, and the other car was owned by somebody who was guilty of the crime the boys are being accused of. Does my theory hold water? That's a pretty powerful question. But it takes an expert to be able to answer that question. See, the idea of thinking through your thoughts is not just to take a random thought, take an idea, take a notion, and run with it. But to take a notion and pound on it for a minute. Get the experts to look at it and go, okay, well, I see your business plan, but you missed something here. Something in your spreadsheet doesn't add up. Something in your theory doesn't hold water. Something in the way that you've come up to your conclusion, it's missing an element or two. And she points out the fact that the car in question didn't have the power to leave the kind of skid marks that were left at the scene. And ultimately, that's the piece of evidence, the primary piece of evidence, that allows them to search for another potential vehicle, which eventually gets them off the hook for their crime. But see, the most important question to be asked was, here's my theory. This is my theory to prove their innocence, and I need to know if that theory holds water. Clarity. Clarity. Put your question, put your thoughts, put your ideas, put your notions in front of somebody else and let them look at them and say, yeah, I like your idea. I like where you're going with it, but it's a little off track here. You're going to have to take a minute and fix this one idea. You're going to have to fix this part. If you're not willing to do that, you're not going to get clarity. What you're going to get is a tyrannical leadership. There are a whole lot of people out there who lead by their own emotions. They lead by, this is what I want to accomplish. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to get done. And they've never asked the question, does it make any sense to anybody else? Is there anybody out there who wants what I have to offer? Many businesses have launched and failed because the thing they offer, nobody else wants it. They just want to offer it. They felt good making it. They felt good creating it. They felt good putting it together, but nobody wants it. That makes it really hard to sell. It doesn't matter how much money you invest in the marketing. It doesn't matter how much money you invest in the people and the team. You can have the best designers, the best graphics people. You can have the best of everything. But if the product you offer, if the service you offer isn't desired by anybody, then it's not going to make a difference. And until you have honest people in your life, they're going to help you get clarity on that. You might waste a whole lot of time, money, and effort of your own when you could have been doing something more productive, more profitable, more powerful, more transformative. Because nobody told you your idea is a bad idea. Your idea doesn't hold water. Now, I think when the attorney knew, like every other good attorney, they knew the answer to the question before they asked it. He knew his theory was wrong. That's why he asked the expert that question. But when the expert pointed out why his theory didn't work, it stunned everybody. Are you willing to put your ideas in front of the experts and say, does it even hold water? If you're not willing to do that, then clarity is going to be hard for you to come by. Yeah, your vision, your mission, your individual goals, the steps along the way that are going to get you to completion, they all need to be evaluated. They need to be run through the minds and the hearts and the heads of the greatest experts that you can get access to. Remember, service leads to access. Access leads to relationship. Relationship leads to opportunity. So serve those who know better than you. Serve those who have ideas that you haven't thought of yet. Serve those who are willing to tell you you're wrong and here's why. Now, it may be that you're wrong and here's why, but with a small adjustment, you're onto something. It may be that you're wrong and here's why, and you really should get off this course and follow another one. It may be that you've been wrong all this time. You've invested a whole lot of time and money and effort for, well, absolutely nothing. But get off the path now, because the longer you stay on the path, you're just going to invest more time, money, and effort for nothing. You're going to have people like that in your life. You're going to have to sit down with your own thoughts, write them out, look at them again, take them to somebody who can give you the feedback. Why? Because the entire organization, whether it's 2 people or 2,000 people, their ability to daily perform the job that you've hired them for is directly related to your ability to give them clear instruction. That clear instruction, that clear direction, those established goals, they all revolve around your ability as a leader to gain and articulate clarity in uncertain times. Your organization may face some change. There was a guy that, I never met him, but I met one of his close friends who was making about $1,500,000 a month. $1.5 million a month in marketing. And all he did was receive these emails with ads, and he would put the ads together in a digital format and then send them out through this very antiquated device called a fax machine. He had debt, he had business, he had employees, he had customers, he was rocking and rolling with this process. And then one day, a presidential executive order came down because a political action committee said, we don't like this process. An executive order came down from the White House that said, stop sending direct messages to people's fax machines. And in a day, an $18 million a year business vanished. Poof. That's an uncertain time. What do you do with that? Well, that's no different than waking up in March of 2020 and having everybody non-essential being told, stay home. Don't go to work. You can't make a living. You can't sell your products and wares. If you can't do it from your living room, you can't do it. Well, that's a bit of a challenge. It makes business hard. Everybody experienced this big word, pivot. Everybody gets sick of the word pivot. But clarity says, how can we stay on mission, stay on vision, accomplish our goals, honor our core values and our principles? How can we move forward with all of those things and keep our people in their jobs? Well, a whole lot of different options for doing that, and a whole lot of people who said, I'm not clear enough on what I do, who I serve, or how to be able to answer those questions. And uncertainty wiped them out. An unknown economic future put their business to rest. Many of them went unemployed for long periods of time, and many of them went and got a job as fast as they could. It's not a criticism. It's an observation. There are a lot of people today who are leading organizations who are like my 20-year-old asking for the keys to the car. I don't know when I'm going. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know how long it'll take me to get there. I don't know what I'm doing when I get there. I don't know when I get back. But I still want to use your investments and your expenses and your quantifiable risk for my adventure. Nobody wants to partner in a business like that. Nobody wants to work in a business like that. So if you're going to lead a business, get clarity. Where are you going? How long is it going to take? How long before you get to profit? What are your core values? Who will you serve? How will you serve them? How will you know what your benchmarks are to be productive? If you don't have answers to those questions, get them yesterday, get clear, and do it fast. And then clearly articulate that to everybody on your team. It's the only way you will survive uncertain times. And trust me, we have plenty of them now, and we have plenty more coming. I'm J. Lauren Norris with Leading Leaders Podcast for Tell It Like It Is TV. Have a blessed day.
Lauren is a master teacher on storytelling, and I learned so much. I'm really going to have to sit down and go back through everything, and I think I might have to have some more coffees with Lauren, but it was totally worth my time, and I really highly recommend it if you're looking to grow your ministry, grow your business, grow your career. Lauren will serve you well.
Thank you.
Subscribe now for our extensive video library of leadership lessons promoting faith, family, and freedom.